We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi Ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Pepetichos Eliyomer and Zvachim Perik Yudalid Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about the Mechusa Zman. This is where you have an animal that's within the first 7 days of it being born. The Torah says, Shuvas Yalmim Ye'im Imo, only on Ubayom Hashemi Tichinoli, only on the 8th day can it be brought as a carbon and beyond. So that's, since it's Mechusar Zman, it's not Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, it's not something that's ready to be brought on Mizbech, and therefore, if you would bring that carbon Bachutz, let's say a 5-day-old animal, and you brought it Bachutz outside, you'd not be Chayiv Kareis for that, because that's not considered Ha'alah Bachutz, because it's not something that was ready to come on the Mizbech to begin with. So the Mishnah here is going to speak about a Mechusar Zman, not only where the animal itself is within its first 7 days, but let's say the owner, the Baal of that animal, is also a Mechusar Zman. That also, if such a, that is not Roy Lavolim Mizbeach either, where the one who's bringing the carbon is not fit to be a carbon right now, because it's too early, as we'll see, someone, let's say, who's Tame, who is waiting for his Tara process to be completed. So that's also Mechusar Zman. And if that were done by Chutz, that would not considered halah bachutz, and it would not be the Yisr Kares. Says the Mishnah, Mechusar Zman, bein begufo, bein ba'olah. That applies not only to the guf of the carbon itself, where it hasn't had a full 7 days from the day that it was born that have passed. Bein ba'olah, same thing. The owner is a Mechusar Zman. Ezu Mechusar Zman b'ba'olah, asked the Mishnah. What's an example? So the Mishnah has hazav, v'hazav, v'hayoledos, v'mitzoru. We mentioned these in the past. We're not going to go through them in detail. Different types of tumah, the zav and the zava, the Oledes, the woman who gave birth, a Mitzora. So all of these people have to wait till they finish their Tara process, and only then can they bring their Karbanos and their Mutter to eat Karbanos. So before that time, if they would bring a Karban, so that would be Mechusar Zman. That's generally on the Yom HaShmidi for the Zav and the Zava. After they count 7 days, it's the 8th day. The Oledes depends on giving birth to a male or a female. Giving birth to the male, she's Tame for the first 7 days. Then there's 33 days of what we call Dam Toar. And on the 40th day, then she potentially will bring Karbanos and is able to eat from Kachim. So, and after giving birth to a girl, to a female, so it's 14 days of Tumah, then 66 days of Dam Tohar, and she's Mutter B'Kachim on the 81st day after 80 days. So here the Mishnah says, all of these people, She'ekrivu Chatasam Va'ashamam Bachutz, if within the days of their counting, they sacrifice their Karban Chatas or their Asham outside the Mikdash, outside the Azara Pturim, their Patur for Hakrova Bachutz, because they were not Roy for Kapara yet, and therefore their Karbanos were not Ruim to be brought Bifnim inside. So therefore there's no, this is an example of Mechusar Zman Biba'alav when it comes to the owner. Olo sehen vishalmehen bachutz. But now, interestingly, the Mishnah says, let's say they brought their olos or their shlomim bachutz, not the chatas or the asham, but the olo or the shlomim, then chayav, and there will be chayav bachutz. Now, what's this talking about? So take, for example, the zav, the zava, the yoledis, the mitzora. Not only do they bring a chatas, they bring an ola as well. So an ola is also not roy for hakrava until they finish the days of their sfira. Or take an example, although it's not in the Mishnah, we assume it's in the Mishnah because it says shlamav, shalmehen in plural. So who brings the shlamim in addition to the regular shlamim that are brought as karbanos? So where is there an obligation of a shlamim? A nazir has an obligation of a shlamim. So a nazir could also be within a count and not ready to bring the shlamim as yet. So he, at the end of the days of the nazirus, he brings a chatas, an ola, and a shlamim. So we throw in shlamim as well. So we have an ola or a shlamim, ola for, let's say, any of the ones in the Mishnah, zav, zavat, yolis, misara, or a shlamim for a nazir, both people who have a count, and they have to finish the count before they can bring the karbanos. In the case of the Ola and the Shlamim, if they were makriv those bachutz, says the Mishnah, the Chayef. Why the Chayef? Because since an Ola and a Shlamim can be brought as an Adava as well as a donated carbon, they're not only brought by those who are obligated, like the Zav, Zava, Mitzori, Yoledes, or the Shlamim by a Nazir. But you could donate a Shlamim, you could donate an Ola. Since they can be brought as carbonos and Adava, we consider them Ru'uyim Lifnim, fit to be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. So even when the owner is a mechusar's man, they're going to be chai for hakrava b'chutz. Which is not so when it comes to chatzas and anoshim. Chatzas and anoshim only come for kapara, so they're not brought as a donated carbon. Therefore, chatzas and anoshim, if they're brought by a mechusar's man, you would not be chai if they're brought b'chutz. Then the Mishnah says hamale mibisar chatzas, and we have a list of things that are not placed on the Mizbeach. Generally, the flesh of the animal is normally eaten. So, for example, hamale mibisar chatos, a person who takes from a bisar chatos and brings that on a Mizbeach outside, or mibisar asham, or mibisar kodshei kodshim, or other kodshei kodshim, we're referring to the kifsei hatzeres, that were actually shlamim, shalmei tzibur, which have the status of kodshei kodshim. We mentioned this earlier in the fifth parak. And Ezum Makoman, those are all also eaten by Kohanim. Those are the special kvasim brought on Shavuos along with the Shtei Alechem. So these are, this is the meat, this is the flesh eaten by the Zrichei Kuna, by the Kohanim. So in such a case, if you male these bachutz, you're not going to be chayv because this is not a halah, this is not a hakrava. You don't bring them on the inner mizbeach. Therefore, you won't be chayv for them on the for bringing them bachutz. Or Mishnah has on the list, mibisar kachim kalim, Mosar Omer, let's say the flesh of Kachim Kalim, which can be eaten by anybody, not only Kohanim. The leftover of the Omer, the Minchas Omer, the flour offering, the barley flour offering that was brought on the 16th of Nisan, has a kemitza like every Mincha, and the leftover is eaten by the Kohanim. Or the Shtei HaLechem, which are brought on Shavuos, which is the Kohanim in. Uvelechem HaPanim, which are eaten with the 12 chalos that are placed, really matzah, placed on the Shulchan, and the Heichol, Usheri Minachos, and other leftover flour offerings, which are all eaten by the Kohanim. In all of these cases, the Mosar Omish, Tehal Lechem, Lechem Apanim, etc., Kachim Kalim, if they are brought Bachutz, you're also going to be Potter. Because when it comes to Ha'akrova Bachutz, what do the Pasuk say? We mentioned so many times, Vayikra Yudzayin, Asher Ya'aleh Ola Ozavach. What do I learn from Ola Ozavach? We give the example of Ola. We learn like this, just like an ola, which is ru'udya laha'ala. An ola, the entire animal is ru'udya laha'ala. So therefore, when it comes to an ola, no doubt, that's why ola is not on the list here. An ola that you do bachot, the meat outside, you will be chai, because the meat of the ola is burnt inside as well. So the same thing, just like when it comes to an ola, we speak about what's ru'udya laha'ala, which happens to be, in that case, the whole animal. So too, when it comes to other animals, it's only that which is that's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach where you chayv if you do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. But if something's eaten that's not roy to be makriv on the Mizbeach, so you're not going to be chayv if you're in male the bachutz. Then the Mishnah has a list of doing the following avodos bachutz. We're also going to be putter, and the common denominator here is that these are not considered the gemara avoda. They are preliminary actions avodos, and because they're not in the gemara avoda, will learn from the pasuk that you're going to be pati if you do them bachutz. Hayotzek, a person who pours the oil on the mincha, pasuk speaks about them, vayikra beis. Or habolel, a person who mixes the flour and the oil together. So let's bilulav Hashem, the pasuk says. Or haposes, the pasuk says also in Vayikra Beis, pasos osapitim. Certain menachos have to be broken into little pieces. So if you did that outside the Beis HaMikdash. Or hamoleach, let's say you, the pasuk says, v'chol korban minchascha ba'melach timlach, is supposed to be salt. Al kol korbancha takriv melach. So you salt the komets of the mincha, or the bus or the flesh of carbonus, you do that outside the Beis HaMikdash. Or hamenif, person who waves the mincha outside. Hamegish, a person who brings the mincha close to the mizbeach. Generally, mincha requires tenufa, waving, and hagasha, which is where we bring it close to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. This was done outside. You had some mizbeach outside the azara, and you brought it close to the corner there. Or hamasader es hashulchan, person who arranges the lechem apanim on a shulchan. He has a shulchan outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'hametiv es inside, or he brought the shulchan outside. V'hameitiv esaneiros, a person who cleans out the neiros, the menorah, outside. V'hakometz, person who takes the kemitza from the mincha, v'hamakabel damim, or a person receives the blood in a kli, does all of those, any of these things, bachut, pater. You're going to be exempt from ha'alah bachutz. Why? The pasuk says, asher ya'aleh ola ozavach. We focused on the word ola in the previous drasha. Now we're focusing on the word ya'aleh. What's ya'aleh? Ha'alah. Just like ha'alah, when you place the animal on the mizbeach, the fats on the mizbeach, that's the gemar avoda, that's the completion of the avoda. So that the only chai for ha'alah bachutz, if you do a completion of the avoda. But these avodas, the yotzek, the bole, the mixing with the oil, breaking up the mincha into different pieces, they're not the gemar avoda. So if you do them outside, you're going to be potter. And the Mishnah adds, ein chayavin olav milomishim zarus. For these avodos, because these avodos are not a gemar avoda, you're not going to be chayav if you're a zara, a non-kohen who does this avoda, because this is not the gemar avoda. So you're doing belila, malicha, salting, yitzika, pouring the oil, etc. So you're not going to be chayav miso b'dei shamayim, where normally a zara would be, a zara hakarev yumasa, the zara who does the avoda is going to be chayav misa. Here not, because the pasuk says, when it comes to v'hazara hakarev, you must. What precedes that? It says, "Vatov vanecha itcha tishmeru eskunaschem l'chol devar hamizbeach ulimibeis laparochas va'avatem avodas matana etenis kunaschem." What do we learn from here? Azaras chayv v'hazara kariv you must, which is the end of the pasuk. Azaras chayv misuvid yeshamayim on what we call an avoda. Tama. Va'avatem is the tama means complete. We have that when it comes to lulav. Ulekach tem. Lekach tam means take something that's tam, something that's complete. If it's chaser, if it's lacking, a piece of the esrog is missing, piece of the lulav is missing, it's pasul. So the same thing here. An avoda that's gomer the masa, that completes the avoda, but not an avoda that has another avoda that follows it. Where it's not a gemar avoda, you're not going to be chayev. Not only that, velomishum tuma. If a someone who's tame and does these avodos, the mixing with the oil and the salting and breaking the mincha to pieces, etc., you're not chayiv if you're tame. Velomishum mechusum begadim. Or let's say a kohen was not wearing the requisite amount of clothing for vestments for the regular kohen and ate for the kohen gadol. Velomishum rechutz yadayim raglaim. Or the kohen did the avoda and he did not prepare himself properly by washing his hands and feet before he did so. Generally speaking, if you do that, you'd be chayv misa b'dei shamayim. But here, because these avodas are not a gemar avoda, he would not be chayv. Perek Yudal and Mishnah Dalid. Now we begin till the end, till Mishnah Tes, speaking about bamos. Generally speaking, when once we had a Beis HaMikdash, so we're not permitted to bring korbanos on a bama, on a mizbeach that we build ourselves. We speak about that at great length in Mishnayis Megillah. But the Mishnah here says, Achalahu kama mishkan, before there was a mishkan in the midbar, hayu abamos mutaros. The bamos mutar, you could bring korbanos. We knew that from Adam Arisho until Moshe Rabbeinu, you could bring korbanos on bamos, and many people did. And at that time, till there was a mishkan, va'avoda b'bechoros. The avoda was done by the b'choros, not the levim, not the kohanim, because it says in Shpos Chav Dalid, it speaks about the Na'arei B'nei Yisrael at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, when it speaks about the Matan Torah, there were the Na'arei B'nei Yisrael Vayalu Olos Vayizbechu Zvachim. So they were not Kohenim, they were Levi from Shevet Levi. They were Na'arim, and who are they? They were the Bechorim. The Avoda was done by the Bechorim. That was till we had a Mishkan. And Mishahu Kama Mishkan, though, Nesru Habamos. Once the Mishkan was established, then you could no longer bring Karbanos on Bamos. Mishkan went to different places, and then there may have been times where Bamos were permitted. We'll learn that in the coming Mishnayis. Va'avoda b'kohanim. But once we had a Mishkan, there was an Isra to bring Bamos, to bring Karbanos on Bamos. Where? Why? Because the Pasuk says, the Pesach Ol Moed, we quoted this as well from Yikud Yud Zayin. The Pesach Ol Moed lo havio lak. Oh, you didn't bring the carbon to the Pesach HaMoed. You chayv karis for that. So there's a warning from the Torah of being makriv outside the Mishkan once we had a Mishkan. Vavoda bakohanim, and no longer with the Bechorim doing the Avoda, but the Kohanim, as the Torah says, kachi kashim ne'achal v'fenim ha'kloim, and kachi kashim, therefore at that point, now we had to be within the Mishkan. They had to be eaten within the curtains of the Mishkan. Regarding chatas, asham, and mincha, it says, b'chatzar ol moed. That's the equivalent, of course, when we had a Beis Hamikdash was the Azara, but when we had a Mishkan, it was the Kloim, the curtains of the Mishkan, and Kachim Kalim, Bechol Machane Yisrael. Those could be eaten with the equivalent in the times of a Beis Hamikdash was the Sidu Yushalayim, in the Midbar, when we had a Mishkan, in all of the Machane Yisrael, you could eat the Kachim Kalim.